I never drive during rush hour.
Yeah, no, that's smart.
Today was insane. I had to be at a doctor, you know, my middle finger.
I'm
holding up. Was injured, and so I had to go back to the doctor after getting a shot of, you know, cortisone in it.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I would have used my middle finger a lot today.
Yeah, but if it weren't so compromised.
Yeah, right, I know. But I mean, the guy behind me constantly was basically looking at his phone and like would quickly stop short from just hitting me like almost 6 or 7 times.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but rush hour in the city here is just the worst. That's why I come in so early. I avoid it all.
Yeah. And
all
I do the opposite. I come in late to avoid you and
it's really shortened the amount of time we have to see each other.
Yeah.
That's true.
And this is one of those.
I want to do something right off the top here. Let me play this for you.
Yeah, come on.
All right.
Yeah, come on.
God, how many late nights did I listen to this record?
Here we go. The door. I just got goosebumps. Listen to that guitar. 1967. This is When the Music's Over, the last song on their record, Strange Days, which this week is celebrating its 50th birthday. It came out 50 years ago this week. 1967 was not a bad year for music.
Number one year for music.
Yeah, I mean, we got Sgt. Pepper's, and not to mention the fact that the Beatles also released Magical Mystery Tour later in the year.
When the music's over, when the music's over.
I wanted to know what NPR did about the Doors back in the day, if they did anything. And the earliest report I could find was actually Jim Morrison's obit from 1971 on All Things Considered.
We live, we die, and death not ends it. Journey we more into the nightmare. Cling to life, our passion flower. Those words were written by Jim Morrison, lead singer for a rock group, The Doors. He died in Paris last Saturday. Morrison's personal manager said that death was of natural causes related to a heart ailment. His funeral last Wednesday was attended by only a few close friends. The initial news of the death and funeral was kept quiet because those who knew him intimately and loved him as a person wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities as Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix.
Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. That obit from July 1971, All Things Considered had just started, too.
Yeah.
I mean, All Things Considered
had barely listen back then.
Been around. Yeah. And nobody really knew about it. But
you got anything that's going to be memorable 50 years from now?
50 wow, years from that now, amazing? That's a pretty high bar. I have one that I suppose you could say borrows the love of experimenting with sounds, you could say, from that period and the Doors. Chad Van Galen, he's a singer, multi-instrumentalist from Canada, from Alberta. We've had him on the show off and on over the years, going all the way back to his first record in 2004 to the most recent one in 2014. And he's back with a new record now called Light Information. And one thing that you can always count on with Chad Van Galen's music is that his albums are filled with just the most arresting sounds, just these little sonic curiosities. It's the kind of music that get your attention, right? No matter what you're doing, you stop and you're like, what is this I'm listening to? So listen to this song from Chad Van Galen. It's called Static Shape. It's a song he recorded with his two young daughters, and I'm curious if you can make out all the sounds that he uses in this one. Wow.
It sounded like a cassette at the end, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of tape manipulation in this song, a lot of distortion, obviously.
There was something that reminded me of this Corner Shop song that's driving me crazy. Brimful of Asha. Very fun.
Well, so he recorded this with his daughters.
Must be kids, is what I'm
going to
guess.
Well, kids, yeah, they're younger. So he says he was in the studio. Chad Van Galen says he was in the studio, and one of his daughters, he was just strumming this guitar part, and one of his daughters was in there drawing a picture and started singing over it. And so he put her on the record. And of course, then the younger daughter, like, I want to be on the record too. And here I'm quoting Chad Van Galen. He says, so she babbled nonsense into this thing called a flux pad. And he remixed her babbles for the solo part. That's about 2 minutes into the song. And then, of course, the song ultimately devolves into chaos at the end there. He says, this song is a song to my melancholy self. It reminds me not to forget that I have such an amazing amount of love surrounding me. Life is impossibly strange, but as luck would have it, I have somehow managed to fall into a great and peaceful reality. I think that all the time, don't you?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Life is amazing. And somehow I've lucked into this. Chad Van Galen, his record is called Light Information, and it is already out now on Sub Pop.
I have an album with Light in the title as well. This is, and also beautiful. I got this email, and I get emails over the transom all the time. People send in stuff, and it's hard to respond to it all, but I try to listen to what I can. And this is a fellow who just wrote to me and said, basically, I'm going to read basically the email he sent. He says, your book and your work with All Songs has been a constant companion to me throughout the 3 years I've been making my debut album called In Light. Your work has taught me, nurtured me, and helped me hear more every day. And so from all the way across the pond, from a small village in the middle of England, it would be my greatest pleasure to send you a copy of my album. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know how much your creative energy has helped me produce something I have been trying to do all my life, a music of my own. And I put on the record, and it was just absolutely stunning.
That's amazing. We get so much music, right? And you want it to be so good, yeah, right? When someone reaches out like
absolutely.
That.
So the artist's name is M.R. Bennett, and I'm going to play a song called Sorry. The search for finding music to put out into the world for me is trying to find that singular voice, that thing that only that person does and no one else does. And
he has it.
He's got that.
I listen to that and I'm thinking, you mean this was just out there just waiting for someone to hear it? I mean, that's just amazing to me.
The artist is M. R. Bennett, M. period R. period, M. period R. period Matthew Bennett. Album is called In Light. The song's called Sorry.
I have a new discovery for me as well, a band called Bliss. It's a group of guys from Atlanta, and they have a sound that is completely different, the complete opposite of what we just heard. It's sort of a 90s emo rock thing. It's aggressive music. It's aggressive rock, but very sensitive. They're sensies. Their debut album thematically is very ambitious. The lead singer in the band and songwriter Aaron Gossett, he sings a lot about God and religion and relationships. Also about, he sings about his marriage. And he's a father himself, and he has a song on this upcoming record that is about his own father. It's called Old Man. The name of the record from Bliss is called No One Loves You. And the title itself of the record seems to speak to some of the things he's saying in this song called Old Man, sung from the perspective of his own father. Let's just play it, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we come back.
We'll be right back.
So it goes right into the next song on the record, which is called Lost Boy. But that song we just heard is called Old Man. The track before Old Man is called Servant, and it was written from the perspective of lead singer Aaron Gossett, his perspective of when he was a child. It's a lot quieter song. And then you get to Old Man, which is a lot louder, more aggressive song. And Aaron Gossett says that it's a reflection of how his father was physically abusive to him and his brother when they were growing up. This is a quote from Aaron Gossett. He says, the song is, it's supposed to represent his anger. To put it really shortly, my dad used to beat us, my brother and I, when we were younger while my mom was gone traveling because of her work. There were nights where he would have us up at 4 a.m. cleaning baseboards when we had to go to school in the morning while he just stayed up drinking. Oh. That's why the song is called, the one before is called Servant, because that's how we felt. In this part, he goes on here, Aaron Gossett goes on to say, his dad still lives in the house that we grew up in today, but at this point, he lives there alone. My mom left him and remarried, and we all don't talk to him that much anymore. The house now is kind of a ghost town. And he says, remarkably, that the band Bliss shot a video for one of their earlier songs. They went back to that house and shot a video there. And
it must have been really powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Him.
He says, again, another quote here from him. He says, while I was there, I saw my old bedroom and all the furniture was still there, even my old bedding and clothes. When my mom found out what was going on, she packed our stuff pretty hastily and we left the same night and didn't come back. He hasn't touched anything in the house since.
It's so
sad. All the rooms still look the same. Really powerful. Really powerful stuff. Yeah, very sad. And he pours it all into this record from Bliss called No One Loves You. And that song, which I love very much, Old Man. It's hard to make out the lyrics to it, but when you know what it's about, it's hard not to be deeply affected by it. Bliss. And it's spelled B-L-I-S, period. One S and a period. Hmm. Bliss.
I'm going to play an Icelandic artist that I didn't know before. His name is Hogni, with the umlauts,
yeah.
G-N-I. It's an album that tells a story of two trains that carried the gravel and the rock to make the harbor at Reykjavik. So these two trains carried all of this stuff to the seaside and made a harbor out of it. And then they retired these two trains and they sit in different places in Reykjavik, and it inspired him to make a whole album about these trains. And you'll hear in the music a representation of the sounds of these trains, not literal, but using electronics and stuff. I'm going to play the song from the album called Two Trains by Hogni called Crash.
That is speeding with sumptuous seating. I revel in the feeling. Feel the torque of my insides in a dynamic body. My need of exceeding. I can do whatever. Stand up cold and there is void in the open. Just the sound and I'm broken. I remember a crashing. There was light, it was flashing through a door that was open. Thank you.
Wow, I was not expecting that. It really came out of nowhere there.
It's quite a journey. The whole record is like that. The album's called Two Trains by Högni. He's an Icelandic artist. That song was called Crash. And yeah, it's very cinematic, which I love that stuff in music. Sometimes there's a bit, I mean, obviously there's, you could just see the steel and engines and just the industrial feel of what was happening there.
Yeah, a little chug to it all.
Yeah.
We have the best speakers in this studio, and we were listening to this, and there were little sounds.
Hey,
that would
Genelec,
happen.
If you want to send, you know, a couple.
Yeah,
of extra.
I could use a pair. There were little sounds that had me turning my head, spinning around, trying to. What was that? And then I realized, oh, it's something in the music, but it was so brilliantly mixed.
Very cool.
You know, I actually have something that will fit very perfectly with that whole tone and the sounds and everything. But let's take a short break, and I'll play it when we get back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Red Bull Radio. Whether it's the latest dance hall out of Kingston, techno from Berlin, underground hip-hop, or old soul gems, Red Bull Radio is the place to tune in and discover great music that's new to you. With in-depth interviews and live performances from festivals around the globe, plus music hand-picked by influential artists, journalists, and DJs, you'll know what you were looking for when you hear it. Listen at redbullradio.com.
Support also comes from Lyft, reminding listeners that they could be relaxing in a Lyft ride right now with their eyes closed, listening to Beethoven or whale sounds or a babbling brook or something else relaxing. Lyft provides rides as relaxing as the buttery smooth voice of a public radio announcer because riding is just a more relaxing way to drive. Lyft, it matters how you get there. Download and ride today.
the buttery smooth voice.
Which host are they thinking of when they?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Buttery, yeah.
It's not me. So, what I wanted to play out of the cut you just had was Charlotte Gainsbourg. We got new music from her. She's a French singer and actress. She's the daughter of Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin. Serge Gainsbourg, her dad, was a very influential French pop artist back in the 60s and 70s, and his music and the themes in his music were very provocative. He wrote about sex and drugs. He recorded this very controversial song in the 1980s called Lemon Incest that he recorded with his daughter, Charlotte, in 1984. She was around 13
years
old.
You're into this creepy stuff today.
I realize now a lot of the stuff I'm playing is...
Creepy father stuff.
Is very dark. But like her father, Charlotte Gainsbourg, she likes to cause a stir, I guess you could say. As an actress, she's made some profoundly disturbing movies. There's one called, just the titles alone, there's one called Antichrist. There's another film she was in called Nymphomaniac. Her music is super moody, almost always has this dark undercurrent to it, even if she's singing about stuff that's otherwise pretty benign. You hear a little bit of that on this new song that she just released called Deadly Valentine. Deadly Valentine. It's from her upcoming album, Rest. Charlotte Gainsbourg, Deadly Valentine.
Have a nice day.
Deadly Valentine.
Thank you.
something very addictive about this song. Like, first time I heard it, I was like, I like this. And then I kept listening, and the more I listened, the more I had to listen to it.
Think it's a progression?
Yeah, the way it keeps walking. Yeah, yeah. It's a real earworm. Charlotte Gainsbourg says, this is a quote from her, she says, "This song mixes wedding vows with an offbeat tone. I wanted to express the idea of a lifetime engagement, a couple running to church from childhood to old age." And she actually shows just that in a video that she did with Dev Hynes for this song, Dev Hynes' Blood Orange. It follows them from their childhood to old age and death. It's a love song. I mean, it's basically a love song, but it's a love song that fixates on the fact that all stories end in death, even if it's a love song or a love story.
You're just a cheery little one today.
It's just a
fact
of life.
We got incest, we got father abuse, and we have death.
You know, music is challenging sometimes, and, Bob. Yeah. It's challenging. This is the line that Charlotte Gainsbourg closes the song with. "Damn, can't even remember my name. You're my thing. I'm my own shadow. You're my little hurricane. Pictures are gently left behind me. Somewhere a face that I can't find. You are my deadly Valentine." There are no happy endings, Bob. There are no happy endings.
There's only death.
That's right. All stories. Was it?
Jeez, guys.
Was it Hemingway who said that? All stories, that if they last long enough, all stories end in death?
Yeah, but it's the journey that's the fun part.
Yeah, of course it is. I'm not saying it's not.
Well, you're not saying anything about the journey.
Well, the journey's wonderful. That's the journey is all that matters. Anyway, the Charlotte Gainsbourg record is out November 17th.
Hi, Lars.
Hi, Lars.
Hi, guys.
Speaking of death.
Well, death,
death metal. I mean, yeah, sorry, that was terrible. Okay.
Is death metal really a thing, or do real metal fans hate that term, death metal?
Oh, no, that's a real version of music.
Okay. I respect that then. Well, up next.
You must have something.
Death metal.
That's right.
This past weekend, I went to the Maryland Renaissance Festival, which I haven't been to a Renaissance Festival since I was a little kid.
I say, good lad. Cheers.
And I had a really great time.
They're fun.
There's a lot of fried food that was eaten. It happened to be Shakespeare weekend, so I saw a short version of The Tempest, which was hilarious because a short version of The Tempest is like kind of impossible. Like, if you don't already know the story, it wasn't going to make sense to you.
Did you eat a big smoked turkey leg? And
I didn't, but I did have fried cheese.
Mm. Yeah, nothing says medieval times like fried cheese.
But the thing I forgot that I loved about Renaissance festivals in general is the music that happens there. There's a lot of great Celtic music over the weekend. There's some beautiful harp and flute music. And so I kind of bring this artist sort of with that in mind, but not anywhere near
as good. She
was not there.
Oh, forget it. You don't need to know that anyway.
What does she play?
She plays the fiddle. Her name is Laura Cannell. She's a fiddler based out of all over England, as far as I can tell. She looks like a traveler. And I've been following her for a little bit. A friend of mine, Sam, recommended me to her, and he's a huge lover of early music, classical music, and also experimental music. And she does a little bit of both. Her training is in early and medieval music, but she wanted to not necessarily modernize it, but make the ancient present, if that makes sense. And so she does these gorgeous improvised fiddle drones, and she likes to do them. She likes to record her albums in kind of unconventional spaces with a lot of natural echo and reverb. And so she has a new album coming out October 20th called Hunter Huntress Hawker. And she recorded it live in single takes in the ruins of a church in the hamlet of Suffolk, England. And it is just absolutely gorgeous. The song I'm going to play for you is called Persuasion, and I think you'll fall in love immediately.
Sounds perfect for me.
Thank you.
I love that.
The little, how she just, it kind of bends it all down just there at the end, how it kind of falls off.
I like that too, because she, apparently this church is on like a cliff that is like itself falling apart.
Wow.
So it all comes back to death.
Aw, damn.
I'm going to die. You're going to die. Everybody's going to die. It's all fine.
Thanks. Yeah. Anyway, Brilliant. That was Laura Connell. Her new album is called Hunter, Huntress, Hawker. And she has three other albums before it that mine a similar vein and are all equally beautiful.
Thanks for that. I didn't know this artist, and I will now listen.
Excellent. Sweet. That's great.
Thanks, man. So I'm going to play a song by an artist. They're known as Lean Year. They're a duo. They're from Richmond, Virginia, which has a great music scene, and I just need to get there. Have you explored Richmond music scene much?
One of my best friends lives there, so every time I go visit her, we usually end up at a show.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to tell me some good places to go. Lucy Dacus is one of my favorites from down there, but there's so many good artists that seem to be coming from Richmond. Lean Year is Emily Rex and Rick Alverson. Rick Alverson was a he's a musician for a while, gave it up to do video work. He's done videos for Sharon Van Etten, has done videos for Angel Olsen, mm-hmm. Strand of Oaks.
And he was in the reason why I know this band is because Rick Alverson used to be in a band called Spokane, who made these, who basically were part of this low-core movement in the late 90s, early 2000s. And so when I saw that name pop up, I was like, oh, I haven't heard from that guy in a really long time. I wonder what he's doing now.
Well, this record is, I want to call it ambient music, but it's vocal. I mean, it's songs, they're a duo, but there's such beautiful atmosphere to the record and to the song. I'm going to play a cut from that album that comes out. The album's is self-titled, and I'm going to play a song called Come and See. For those with little kids, just turn it off, because there are a bunch of F-bombs, and bye, everybody. For those
interested in F-bombs.
Interested in F-bombs, thank you. No, it's a gorgeous song, and it's a song that, lyrically, it opens up, there's a line that says, coming up on noon, the old room feels like an ulcer, packing up the old room so soon, wishing to be elsewhere. And it's all about sort of throwing off the past. It's really stunning. So wow. I'm going to play Lean Year. Thanks for coming in, Lars.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Anytime, Bob.
Sweet. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Coming up on you, the old me feels like an ulcer. Backing up the old room so soon, wishing to be elsewhere. Keep your head down, don't say no, don't say I told you. Fuck off the old world, the old girl. Fuck off the old world. The old world.